You know, I forgot to ask the most important question about today's second date update. Hmm. If you just missed the first part, Tim is on the phone, and he wants to call a girl named Sarah today. They actually met at a play. She had an empty seat next to her. At the beginning of the play, he asked if he could sit in it because he wanted to move seats and sit next to her because he thought she was hot. And she said it was taken. And then after intermission, he saw the seat was still open. So he asked her again. She ended up saying, yes, you can sit in the seat, because whoever she was waiting for didn't show up. Mm-hmm. After the play, they went to dinner, had a great time, but now she's not calling him back. And I forgot to ask Tim this, and I'm sorry about that, everybody listening. I know that you really want to know. Tim, how was the play?
No one cares about that.
Like, scale of 1 to 5 stars. What are we talking?
Well, the first act, I was a little distracted because I was, you know, trying to figure out what the empty seat was about. So I think it was a three.
Okay, good. All right,
oh my
cool.
God.
Should we even do the second date update now, or have we gotten that all cleared up?
No, I still want to know why she never called back.
Okay.
And Tim, you can't remember any awkward moments you guys had when you went for dinner and drinks after the play.
No, everything was real, like, casual and cool, and I thought I was being very, like, polite, and asked a lot of questions about her, you know, what she liked. I thought it was a good conversation.
You actually seem very charming and, like, a good listener, so I'll give you props on that.
Well, thank you.
Horrible play reviewer, but...
Yeah. Jubal's got a point.
I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Sarah there?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's this regarding?
Well, it's regarding a date that you went on just a little while ago.
Okay.
I know, we started off so businesslike, didn't we?
I know. You might not even think of this as a date, but you recently hung out with somebody, and they've been trying to get a hold of you to get another date, but you're not calling them back. So they emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Oh, geez.
Weird, I
good.
Know.
His name is Tim.
Seriously?
Yeah. He told us about how he met you at a play, and then you had dinner after.
So he contacted you to get a hold of me?
Yeah, he did. Apparently, he's been trying to get a hold of you, but you're not returning any of his phone calls or text messages.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not into it, I guess.
It sounded almost like for a second you were excited that he contacted us.
I was more surprised, not excited.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. Read that wrong then.
Yeah.
Well, Tim told us about how you guys hung out. He said that it seemed like you had a great time, and he's confused.
Wow. I think he's an interesting person. I don't know how I feel about him.
Can I tell you what I think it is? And you let me know if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
So he said that when he saw you at the play, you had an empty seat next to you. And he asked you like twice if he could sit in it. The first time you said you were waiting for somebody to show up. The next time you said, sure, they didn't show up. Were you waiting for a boyfriend or a husband or something like that?
No. I'm definitely single.
Okay.
Oh. I actually just got canceled on by a friend.
So, okay. I mean, why would you say yes to him sitting there when he asked the second time and yes to dinner if you weren't interested in him?
I mean, I was interested in him, but I'd only known him for like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kind of changed once I got to know him.
Oh. Really? I told him after we talked to him that he was charming and a good listener. Apparently, I also had a bad read on that.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fine. And then at dinner, I just sort of got some red flags.
Whoa. What sort of red flags? Can you tell us?
Basically, we were walking into the restaurant and he steps on my heel. And he just says, oops. And that kind of caught me off guard.
Huh?
So he stepped on your shoe and then said, oops.
Yeah. And like, you know, normal people would apologize if you just stepped on someone, right?
Oh, yeah. He didn't say sorry about that?
No, like he didn't say sorry. It was really strange. And then at dinner, later, he knocks over his glass and it breaks.
Oh.
And when the waitress comes and picks it up, he just says, the glass fell.
Oh, so he
no
didn't,
apology.
He didn't
okay.
take responsibility for the shoe or the glass.
Yeah, exactly. No apology. You know, if that would have been me, I would have been so embarrassed. Just, you know, you've broken the restaurant's glass.
Yeah.
He didn't apologize at all.
So was he kind of a jerk then, just pointing out, hey, glass on the ground, pick it up, please?
Honestly, it kind of read like that. And Whoa. That is just not what I'm looking for. I'm just not into somebody who can't say that they're sorry. You know, I'm looking for someone who's more polite and can admit when they've done something wrong, when they've stepped on someone maybe, uh-huh. or broken someone else's property.
Wow.
I mean, it was the first date. And you'd think on the first date, that's when you want to be the most polite. And yeah. I think he just has some kind of problem where he can't say he's sorry.
Okay.
Really?
I know a
Sarah,
lot of men
I want to
like
let
that.
You know that I don't have that problem. And I want to tell you that I'm sorry to break the news, but Tim is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you right now.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Tim, is that you?
It's me. Hey.
So awkward.
Is that the real reason why you didn't call me back? Because I didn't say sorry?
Yeah, that's the reason.
Wow.
I'm sorry? See, I can say it.
But I don't know why you're saying it.
Why, I just said I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just an empty sorry.
What?
Wait, now you need sorries with depth?
No, it just seems like, you know, for me, so we were walking in the restaurant. We were in the middle of a conversation, and I know what you're talking about. I stepped on your heel, and I sort of just went like, oops, it went back to the conversation.
Yeah.
It was like, sort of looks like a toss-off that it happened. It didn't happen on purpose, and it was in the middle of a conversation, so it was just like, oh, oops, and we just continued. I didn't think it was that big of a red flag.
A normal person would say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I didn't step on you. I stepped on your shoe.
Tim, are you
Tim,
serious?
Come on. I would be apologizing if I were you right now.
Yeah, most people would.
Why? Why would I say sorry? I didn't do any of those things on purpose.
Okay, wait, so sometimes when you don't do things on purpose, you can still say sorry. Like if you accidentally stepped on a shoe.
Yeah, but those are just empty sorries. Because I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
So if you were like driving your car and you accidentally hit a pedestrian, you wouldn't apologize for that either because that wasn't on purpose.
Oops.
Well, whose fault was it?
Seriously, are you serious right now?
That's a good point.
No, I'm just saying.
Your foot stepped on my foot. Yeah, how could that be my fault?
It's not your fault. It was an accident. It's no one's fault. It's an oops.
I have never really dissected the word sorry like we're doing right now.
No, it's just I grew up that if you're going to say sorry, it's meaningful and you should say sorry for something that you did. And then you realize it was wrong. Then you're like, oh, you know, you say, I'm sorry for that. But when it's like just an accident, like, you know, if you bump into somebody, it's just like, oops, it's not mean. It's not negative. It's just like, oops. And then the light goes on.
Yeah, but I like everybody else grew up with common courtesy. So even if you aren't going to say sorry, you say, excuse me, or I didn't mean to do that.
I just don't agree with that. Like if Sarah and I continued and we got into a relationship and then later on, something happens where I should say I'm sorry, and I say, hey, Sarah, I'm sorry, it would have such a huge meaning, and she would really know, like, wow, he's really sorry.
Hey, I cheated on you, but I'm really sorry, and you know I don't throw that word around willy-nilly.
No. Yeah, you shouldn't throw it. You're right. You shouldn't throw it around willy-nilly.
That is so not what I expected your response to be to all this, Tim.
Well, I'm not really sorry about it. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Sarah.
Yeah. And you know what, guys, I'm not surprised. Okay, so are we done here?
No, not yet, Sarah. We're almost done. But I do have to ask you if you would like to go on a second date with Tim. We will pay for it.
You know what? Sorry, no.
It's so immature. It's so immature to say that with that tone. Like, now you're ruining sorry.
You've ruined the word.
Well, I find it immature that you can't use your manners that a six-year-old can use. So maybe practice that.
Yeah. Six-year-old will say sorry for sneezing. They'll say sorry for anything. Look, I am an adult. I am a grown man. I only say sorry when it counts and when it's needed.
All right.
I like that.
Oh, man.
All right, well, sorry. All right, well, sorry. I can't even say sorry now without thinking about it.
You can't.
I won't say sorry because it's not my fault. Tim, you didn't get a second date.
Whatever.